In the name of our triune God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The true meaning of Christmas. You hear about that all the time. What is the true meaning of Christmas? May not be what we think. If you watch Christmas movies on the Hallmark Channel, you might think that the true meaning of Christmas is romantic love. Two attractive but awkward and lonely people meet in an unlikely way in a quaint small town and fall in love. And that's the magic of Christmas. It's a very entertaining fantasy, but that's not what Christmas is about. I've read a lot of Christmas stories from the 19th and early 20th centuries. Many of them have plots of parents or other adults going to great effort, sometimes risking their lives, to get toys for children, children who are sick or impoverished. These stories really can bring a tear to your eye when you see those people's commitment and their love for the children, but that's not really what Christmas is about either. Tonight and tomorrow, many families will be getting together to celebrate. There will be great meals and lots of conversation. Maybe even the people who have issues with each other all year long will set them aside just for that day, hopefully forever. That might be a little closer to the true meaning of Christmas, but we're not quite there yet. Let's work then towards Christmas' true meaning with a story. The year was 1818, and the place was a town called Oberndorf in the Austrian Alps. It was nearly Christmas, and Joseph Moore, the pastor of St. Nicholas Church, and how's that for a coincidence? Pastor Moore was preparing for the Christmas Eve service. Then, as now, the Christmas Eve service was one of the most festive and musical and best-attended church services of the year. If there ever is a good opportunity to preach the gospel to a lot of people, to be a steward of the Christian Christmas mysteries, it's Christmas Eve. But then a problem arose. Sin permeates everything, and there are always going to be problems, even in churches. The church organ broke down, and it couldn't be fixed in time for Christmas Eve. There would be no music for Christmas that year. You know how important music is at Christmas. You know how people love to sing Christmas carols. We'll be singing 10 of them in this service. What a disappointment and missed opportunity it would have been not having an organ and Christmas music on Christmas Eve. Challenged but undaunted, Pastor Moore prayed and thought about what could be done. Looking out over the quiet, snow-covered hills around his church, he had the inspiration for a song, one that could be sung without an organ. He wrote it down and took it to the church musician, Franz Gruber. Mr. Gruber set the words to a simple tune with his guitar for accompaniment. That Christmas Eve, the classic Christmas carol, Silent Night, was presented for the very first time. Such a simple song in an obscure place could have easily faded away, never to be heard again. But when the organ repair person came and heard about the song and got someone to play it for him, he liked it. And he shared that song, Silent Night, with other churches in the area. A family that made and sold gloves at festivals and fairs heard Silent Night. And that next Christmas, they would have their children stand outside of their store and sing Silent Night to drum up business. The children became a traveling music group, kind of like the Von Trapps of Sound of Music fame. And then eventually, Silent Night became so popular that those children performed it for the king and queen. By these miraculous turns and twists, the song spread to America, where it was sung in German Lutheran congregations and was translated into English in 1863. Silent Night has become perhaps the most beloved of all Christmas carols. It has brought comfort and joy to millions of people as it speaks the gospel word. Silent Night will be sung at our Christmas service during the candle lighting ceremony. How does this story, Silent Night, illustrate the true meaning of Christmas? God is forever bringing hope and light out of darkness and disappointment. The ultimate expression of that is the birth of Jesus into our world so that God and sinners could be reconciled, as we'll sing in another Christmas carol. Romance and toys and family are all very nice. They are gifts of God, but Christmas is all about Jesus Christ. That is where Christmas gets its name. It is the Christ Mass. The Mass, that is the Holy Communion celebration, celebrating the gift of Christ and the salvation that he brings to us. Christ is the gift that keeps on giving. He is the love that keeps on loving. Christmas is all about him. We had a bit of a similar situation as St. Nicholas Church and Pastor Moore about what musical offerings we could make this evening. What could we do? What did God do? Our prayers were answered by God sending willing volunteers to help, as he so often does. We thank God for all the people who will be presenting musical offerings on Christmas Eve so that we can sing our faith and proclaim the gospel in song. And what is that gospel? It involves a story and a promise. The story is Jesus was born in an obscure village. He was born into a broken world of sin and oppression. A simple carpenter's son could have easily been lost and forgotten in the sands of history. But God had a plan, and through various twists and turns that could only be the work of the Holy Spirit, the gospel message, the message of the love of God, which is Jesus Christ, survived and spread. And it is being proclaimed to us today. And its promise is that you are forgiven. God loves you. On this joyous holy night, we must always remember that Jesus was born to go to the cross. Now, that is not a note of sadness on an otherwise happy night. That Jesus died for our sins and that he rose again to give us eternal life is the best, most joyous news in the world. God loves you so much that he sent his only begotten Son to be your Savior. In him we have eternal life. And his holy birth was the first step toward our everlasting blessedness. And that will be complete when he comes to earth again. That is the true meaning of Christmas. Amen.